Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you have decided to remain awake and listen to the Word of God. Notice I said to the Word of God. We're going to pray unto God. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, all of my co-hosts, and all of my veterans and all of my newcomers who are listening on tonight. It is 11:01 in Texas. Thank you so much for listening and being faithful unto God. God is going to do some great things, and he's going to do some powerful things in our lives. And I'm glad you joined me and everyone else on tonight. Amen. Amen. And remember that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So without further ado, we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers and the seekers of his holy word. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God is good. We're getting ready to get into our powerful positions. And when we say powerful positions, we're speaking about the powerful positions of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our powerful, powerful, powerful positions. And I want you to really think about what you need and what you want. I want you to think about how good God has been to us. I want you to think about all of the things that God is going to rearrange in your lives, in our lives. I want you to think about new transitions. I want you to think about the Holy Spirit manifesting itself within you. I want you to think about the grace and mercy that God provides for us. I want you to think about just the power of God and his omnipotence. And we're going to get ready to pray unto God, and we're going to be sincere. And now, before we go before God, anything that is bothering you, anything that is hindering you from really manifesting your prayer power to the Lord, then it's time to get rid of it. Amen. And so anything that is hindering us, we need to get rid of it at this time. I'm going to dim the lights, and we're going to play The Center of Our Joy. And when we're playing that song, we're going to pray unto God until heaven, amen, comes down. And I want your philosophy for the duration of the week to be, Lord, I'm not leaving. I'm not letting you go until you give me everything that your heart desires, amen. And so we're getting ready to pray unto God. We're getting ready to bless God, and the Spirit of God is moving. So we're going to pray unto God for people who are sick, and we're going to pray to God for ourselves and people in the storms and in the hospitals, coming out of the hospitals. And this is The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Please put your hand on your chest at this time. Get into your powerful position of prayer. I'm making sure that all of my technology is dressed right, dressed, because once we get into the throne of God, I want to ensure that everything is set. Amen. Amen. So here we go. Get ready. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the most powerful way that we know how, Lord. Some people come to you weary, wounded, and sad, and some come happy and jubilant, Lord, but whatever disposition we come unto you, we ask, would you give us the things that we need, Lord, and take away the things that we don't need, Heavenly Father. Lord God, as we come to you, we're asking, Lord, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, and those who are thinking about going into the hospitals, Lord. We know that you are a great physician. We know that you are the great I am. We know that you are able to heal and deliver, and you're able to set us all free, Lord. And we say thank you, and we bless your name, Lord. We extend our hands tonight, Lord, because our palms are open, Lord. And we surrender unto you, Lord, whatever it is, whatever you want us to do, Lord, for your kingdom and for your glory, Lord. We open up our hands and we open up our hearts, Lord, and our legs are no longer locked. They're moving. And, Lord, we want to say thank you for your power. Thank you for your mighty word. Thank you for your revelation. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those tonight who are crying themselves to sleep, whoever they are, for whatever circumstance they had to endure or are enduring. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you be an angel, Lord, and surround them, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you wipe away tears, Lord, and would you open up our ears where we will hear your revelation and your prophecy and your word. We ask, Lord, would you examine our hearts, and anything that is not of you or not like you, we ask, would you remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every person's health, whatever that may be, from the external to the internal, Lord. And would you bless those who are suffering, Lord, from any type of illness, Heavenly Father. Any type of bedridden illnesses, Lord, any type of rehabilitations, Lord, we ask right now would you touch them, Lord Jesus, like none other, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we say have mercy on our youth, Lord, and we ask would you continue to bless and take care of them, Lord. Help them to become better, Lord, servants, not only for their school and for their communities, but for you. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you remove the spirit of rebellion for whoever that applies to, the spirit of disobedience and the spirit of trouble from their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, would you protect each person who's listening to this ministry, and not just the people who are listening to the ministry, but the people who are going to listen to the ministry, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We bless your holy name, and we thank you, Lord, for being a God who forgives us, Lord, a God who gives us another chance, and a God who raises us up out of low situations, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, if someone's thinking about giving up or throwing in the towel, that you keep the momentum going in their lives and show them that you are God and besides you there's none other. Then, Lord, whatever those secret desires are of our hearts, Lord, our wants and needs, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you grant those things unto us if it be in your will, Lord, and help us, Heavenly Father, to be godly overseers of whatever you bless us with, Lord. We thank you for this ministry, and we thank you for the heightness, Lord, of where it's going. We thank you for the people you're sending, Lord. We thank you for the new connections. We thank you for the veterans, Lord, and we thank you for those individuals who are on their way. Then, Lord, we ask would you continue, Heavenly Father, to bless everything that we touch, make it a success, Lord. Would you help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to magnify and glorify who you are, Lord. We ask would you give us the wisdom and knowledge and the power to keep on keeping on, Lord. And would you bless us, Heavenly Father, to be a unit, to be as one, Lord. If there is any divisions among cultures, any divisions among people, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove those visions and restore it with love. Then, Lord, we ask that we prepare for your great and mighty coming in which you are going to bless us where we won't have room enough to receive, Lord. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us, Lord Jesus, to be able to see your glory and to hear your voice, Lord, and to bless our hands to stay busy at your work, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come on this platform. We thank you for the opportunity to visit with so many people from around the world, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless us all together, then bless us one by one. But, Lord, we can't end this prayer without thanking you for your grace and your mercy, Lord Jesus, for your divine power, for keeping us day by day, Lord, for helping us along the way, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the breakthroughs that you're giving for our families, Lord. We thank you for the blessings, Lord. We thank you for blessing us with our needs and wants and the desires of our heart, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who's on this line, Lord Jesus. You know what they come for. You know what type of food from the Word of God that they need, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help them, Lord, to grow and prosper in your word, Lord. We ask, would you give us seeds, Lord, where they can grow in the ground, Heavenly Father, and produce something for you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue, Lord Jesus, to just help us along the way, Lord. We thank you for keeping us safe, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we travel, Lord. We thank you for this very present moment. We thank you for our health. We thank you for our breakthroughs. We thank you for our financial situations, Lord. We thank you for the doors that are opening, Lord. We thank you for the doors that you didn't let us go through, Heavenly Father. And we ask, would you continue to help our legs to be obedient unto your will and to walk into the destiny where we are designed to walk into, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the new things, Lord. We almost said the new edifice. But we thank you, Lord, for the newness in our lives. We thank you for the new word, the new prophecy. We thank you for the new structures, Heavenly Father, that we see, Lord. We thank you for the vision. We thank you for the power. And we thank you for your authority. And we ask, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, would you authorize us to continue to magnify your name? Would you authorize us to continue to give the word of God? Would you authorize us to help build up the kingdom of God, whatever your vision may be, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunities, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we can't thank you enough, Lord. And now as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we are never relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. you, Lord, for all you've done. And that's exactly how I feel. That is exactly how I feel. Amen. Praise God. Now, this is the moment. I feel so good after I pray. This is the moment in which you have a decision to make. You have a decision to make. When all God's children get together, you have a decision. You have a decision. And the decision is, you can continue to go to church or you can continue to try to find out about God. But there's going to come a time in which you're going to need God. And that's every day. We need God every single day. You can accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right where you are tonight, whether it's at your house, your church, or organization. You can accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just accept him. Accept him for who he is. And God always accepts us for who we are. So this is your chance to accept or reject. Now, when you reject, because this is your decision, you're saying, God, I'm not ready to experience your favor, grace, and mercy, but God is still going to give it to us. But you're going to have to, in order to weather the storms, you're going to need God. We're going to need God. So when the storms of life come, they won't blow us away, because there's a song out that says, there's a storm out on life's ocean, and it's headed this away. And if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. And so when we talk about the drifting away, there's a casting away, there's a drifting away. And so when we talk about the drifting away, it's if you're not anchored in the Lord, if you're not anchored in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you have the potential of drifting away. A huge storm comes and you're not in refuge, you're not in refuge. So we must be anchored in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And so I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or on our website. Also, you can connect with me at freedolove.show.com. That's ALFREDALOVESHOW.com, freedoloveshow.com. All right, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, comedians, any type of positive community leaders, please, Facebook Afreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfredaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, continue to pray one for another. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Grab your calendars. You should already have this marked down. February the 18th through the 20th. February 18th through the 20th is the Stellar Music Awards, and these particular awards acknowledge and honor our gospel artists who really ministers unto our hearts. Amen. So if you're in the Las Vegas area, please come on down and support these gospel artists. Also check them out on my websites that I'm going to give you in just a minute, and support their music ministries and things of that nature. I thank you so much. In addition to that, continue to look out for different events in Waco. The Hispanic Chamber is going to have an event on February the 13th, a day before Valentine's Day. They're going to have over 6 vendors. They're going to have health and wellness, different booths. They're going to have job fairs, and everything is FREE, free to the E, is free. So Waco, come on out. Dallas, you're close. Austin, you're close. Hillsboro, you're close. Come on out. Bellmead, you're very close. Come on out and support the Hispanic Chamber. But also, you will find some things that's really beneficial to you as well. If you're looking for a job, come on down. You're the next contestant. Amen? So come on down to the Waco Convention Center and enjoy. Amen? Amen. All right. Now then, if you would, go to Afreda.com. clubpages.com. If you go to this particular page, you will find a few articles. You have fashion model and you have television and TV shows. And in these particular articles, you will find different information. And Dr. Love needs to write more information as far as more articles. So be sure to check out this page because I'm going to highlight right now we're in the midst of promoting and we're in the midst of speaking to individuals about different gigs and things of that nature. But we are also going to continue to write about different entertainment things as well. Amen. If you look at the AfridaLoveShow.com, some music will play. And on this particular music, you will hear the music, of course, as you hear right now. And then it's welcome. This is the AfridaLoveShow.com. There is the home page, of course, which lists many different things on the home page. Upcoming events, the Stella Awards Show, February the 18th through the 20th at Las Vegas. Then there's the radio station right here, the Love Live Jesus Ministry. Then you have the Spiritual Guide. And the Spiritual Guide, please check that out because it's entitled Perfecting Your Walk with God. And each day we perfect our walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to have two great artists come and minister unto you. We have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's interested in film and gospel, and Minister LaShawn McLemore, ministering gospel. Both of these ladies will be at the Stellars. Then, of course, you have the Love Radio. If you click on Love Radio, you will be right at the radio station. Let's go ahead and click on that because I've had many people ask about the radio station. So with this radio station, you will see live right now. If you click on it, click on Love Radio, you will see live, and you will see a banner that says Ministry featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Then you'll see a website. Okay. Then you'll see a picture. Under that picture is a little box here that says follow. If you follow, it's going to prompt you to put your first and last name. You don't have to have a radio show or anything like that. But if you want to know about the AfridaLoveShow.com or the Love of Jesus Ministry, which is the same thing, then you would just push the follow button, and it will prompt you for your first and your last name. That's it. That's all you have to do. And you will receive emails when we broadcast. For instance, we are on tonight, so you would have received an email at around 10:45, something like that, to give you plenty of time to listen. And guess what? If for some reason you missed the ministry, you missed the show because you're at work or wherever you are or in bed, then you can always replay them. If you scroll all the way down, all of these particular ministries are archived. That means from the beginning to the end, from when I first started up until now, all of these particular ministries are archived. So please be sure to check out each and every one of these ministries. We have some great interviews from entertainers, from common people like myself. We have different ministers who come on from all over the world. And so we want you guys to really benefit from this particular ministry, and it is nationwide, and so we have a plethora of people who always listen to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Okay, and remember, of course, February 18th through the 20th is the Stellar Awards. About the venue, once again, I'm going to be very brief. We're an international outlet for conversation with people all over the world. This includes gospel music and, most of all, communicating about different events. The gospel artists in the industry, here are the gospel artists in the industry. Of course, there's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, that's her website, and LaShawn McLemore, that is her website as well. All right, if you go to links, same thing, Sister Eddie Ruth and Sister LaShawn McLemore. Then, of course, there's the radio station again. Love's Comedy and Entertainment. I want to thank you guys in advance for liking this particular page because we're going to add more things to it so that you will understand and know what's going on with the ministry. Please invite your family and friends to these pages because we're going to have some great people on and we're going to have different events that I want to tell you about. If you click on LinkedIn, this is another business social website. When you click on LinkedIn and you want to send me a message, which someone has sent, ooh, I need to check these, to send a message, then all you have to do is click on this first button that looks like a Facebook button. All you have to do is click on that and, click on that and you can send a message. Amen? Amen. All right. Here it is again. All right. So, yes, okay. So you can connect with me through this method as well. Or, of course, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay. So let's go back. I'm far off the range here. All right. Meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. All right. That's her bio. That's her picture. And, of course, if you stay on this page long enough, you'll hear all four of her songs. All right. And, of course, if you want her to come and minister, just let us know, and we'll talk about that in details. Amen. Then, of course, meet radio host Afrida Love. And so here's a bio, excuse me, and here are different topics that I speak on. Amen. I have a few topics, a few gigs that I will let you know about because I'm traveling to speak, so I will let you know about those gigs. All right. Love's Author Corner, here are some books here. We have from relationships to business to spiritual ministry to politics to education. We have many different books to entertainment, so please be sure to check out the library. Health and Human Performance remains the same. Continue to move. Continue to be healthy and know what you're putting in your body. Entertainment and television, these are some of the entertainers that we see on television. For the R&B, of course, these are some of our R&B artists, and by far this is not all of our R&B artists. Then we have Minister LaShawn McLemore. She will also be at the Stella. She's an upcoming artist. And so if you want her to come and minister at your church, please let me know that as well. She sings a song entitled I Am Healed, and I just love this particular song. I want to let you listen a little bit to it. She has a very beautiful voice here.
I had a conversation with the Lord.
All right. And then, of course, here is the community page that we're going to add. Amen. Praise God. We have some pictures that we're going to add pretty soon. Okay. Next website, if you go to starandteachers.com, this is one of my new projects. This will be our radio station, actually. And as you can see, it's kind of bare because my vision is still coming to me. When I go to sleep, then God will show me the vision and make it plain. Amen. But this is the website that our radio station is going to be housed at, and it's entitled the StellarGospelMusic.com 100.2 FM. What did I put? 100? Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking about here, but to finish this first page by tomorrow, God's will. So you see many different pictures. Check out the website. Stay on the website. Look at all the pictures. These are not all the pictures that I have, but I wanted an idea of the blueprint so that I would know where to move pictures and things of that nature. So please be sure to check out the starringteachers.com website, which will be changing in a few months. This will be changing to a gospel station. And, of course, all the tutoring and educational things will go on the AfridaLoveShow.com with education and things of that nature. This is going to be a radio station. Amen. Amen and praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you for staying up with me on tonight. I want to especially thank God, my family and friends, and co-hosts for remaining on the line. Thank you so much. God is doing some great things with this ministry and with the people of God and those individuals who are seeking the Lord's heart. So I want you to understand and know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow when we have Miss Katrina Walker, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.